direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2019.
Featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by AFB Access World.
For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
CSUN 2019 in the Blind Bargain Suite, and I am thrilled to once again welcome back Ed Rogers, who is the Managing Director of Bristol Braille. Yes, the Canute, Dave Williams from the Braillists nonprofit, who is very much supportive of this. The Canute, the multi-line e-reader in production. Welcome back, guys.
Hello, good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you to have us.
And that first voice, that's going to be fun for our transcribing, because both of you kind of sound a little bit similar.
I'll put on an accent if you like.
That's Ed, and then there's Dave laughing.
Yeah.
We've had both of you on before. We've talked about the Canute, but we might have some new listeners out there who might not be as familiar. So Dave, why don't you go ahead and fill people in a little bit on what the Canute exactly is.
Canute is a tabletop Braille e-reader that displays Braille over 9 lines. Each line has 40 Braille cells, and of course you can use standard Braille files that previously perhaps might have been used for hard copy Braille production. So files that you've made in Duxbury or other Braille translation software can be displayed on Canute over these 9 lines. And the technology is quite different from previous Braille displays that some of us are familiar with. So it's not using piezoelectric Braille. So, you know, your single line Braille display where the dots can feel quite spongy at times. Canute is using a new technology based on rotors and motors, which provides firm, solid, hard Braille dots. So very crisp feeling Braille. And the unit itself, it's kind of like a large laptop, I would say. And on the left-hand side, we've got a number of ports offering connectivity. Now, some of these ports are not live just yet. We've got a USB Type-B port at the back. That's the kind of port that you would find on an embosser. And we would expect that in the future that may work with your screen reader or your Braille translation software to send content directly to Canute. There are also 2 USB Type-A ports, one of which is for the library, which is on your USB memory stick. The other is for peripherals, such as a keyboard. And again, that particular capability is not quite live yet in software, but we've built this hardware platform that's extendable and hopefully going to be robust for the future. In addition to that, there is an audio headphone jack. We've also got an SD memory card slot and an HDMI port to allow output to a display. So lots of connectivity there.
What would you need an audio jack for?
So it may be that in the future you might synchronize audio with your Braille output. So, you know, the promise of things like Daisy, if you remember, Jay, going right back, you know, was that we would have synchronized audio and Braille content. And so Canute as a platform, you know, potentially could provide that in the future. And you know, the hardware is there to do that. So the software is open source. The user interface is on GitHub, so people can get involved with this. But right now, Canute works as a Braille e-reader. Take your file from your computer, stick it on a USB stick, plug that into Canute, and you can read it, bookmark it, jump to a specific page. And of course, that works great for multi-line prose and text. If you were reading Harry Potter, for example, you could have that text flow onto multiple lines. You wouldn't have to press a button after reading each line. So you could do that you know, thing that we do when we read hard copy Braille, of moving your left hand down to the start of the next line without waiting for the refresh. You can also, of course, feel the shape of the paragraphs and centering and headings and all that indentation, all that stuff. But then where can it really shines, I think, is when it comes to tabulated content, calendars, you know, word search, Braille music, using multi-part harmony, or perhaps having the music notation along with the vocals, you know, the lyric. You could show all that at the same time when you have a multi-line Braille device, which Canute is. So that's why we're really excited about, you know, what's coming.
Yes, in production, what does that mean, Ed?
Right, well, we've been developing this for years, as listeners will know. The Canute has gone through 14 or more prototypes, and we are now having the machines being manufactured in Wales, which is in the UK. It's being assembled right now. This is still early stages. We haven't started selling them to the end users, but we're having the machines produced in batches. We're having them sent out to distributors in the very near future, in the next couple of weeks. So it's very exciting for us.
Speaking of exciting, and we'll come back to the production in just a second, but I want to mention right off the top, you just got an award. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we're really thrilled. So we are the joint winners of the Touch of Genius Award from the National Braille Press. And it's something we applied for years ago, and we know the National Braille Press very well and respect them a lot, and it's been a huge honour. And I know that the people on the jury as well, and to be approved by the sort of people who are on that jury, well, it means quite a lot to us.
It must validate all the work that you've put in years and years to be recognized by one of the top companies that deals with Braille in the world.
Yeah. I can't think of a prize with an equivalent standing like this. It's something that is quite important to the team, because we've always made a really big point about that we're making a machine, we're being very open with what we're with people, and showing them all our prototypes, and we're showing them all the failures and all the successes and everything in between. And to get to the stage where we're finally prepared to send this off to the Touch of Genius and to be validated for that is fantastic.
So really good timing with the production starting, as you just mentioned.
I know. Well, it meant we actually had a machine we could send them, for starters, which is important.
So I'm guessing you were telling me there has been a few changes since you brought the Canute by a year ago?
Yeah, well, since then, it's all been under the hood stuff. It's all been about increasing the accuracy. It's been about making this thing more manufacturable. You know, so a year ago we came here with a machine which looked and felt very much the same. It was the same 40 cells by 9 lines. It was the same sort of refresh mechanism. Of course, it has been for a few years now. But what we've done since then is we've been focusing on making this something that we can actually manufacture at an affordable price.
So when it comes to all the experimentation and features that you have added, what has jumped out as you some of the best use cases for the Canute?
When we started this stuff, we were very heavily concentrating on the literary aspect of this. And then we've kind of evolved our thinking there since then, which is that we've come to realize that actually tables and mathematics and music are the sort of the really strong suites for something which has got 9 lines of Braille and is as affordable or more affordable than most Braille displays, single line Braille displays. And very recently, we've been experimenting with tactile graphics, and we've been developing a particular type of tactile graphic, which really you need to try it to have it to understand. But it's about using all 9 lines and the actual the 360 cells that we've got in the most efficient manner, so that every single cell in the tactile graphic is encoded in as a Braille character, which refers to a key. So you're reading your Braille vector graphic, and you'll receive Braille characters for every point on that line. And those letters in Braille refer to a key that describes exactly what you're reading at that stage.
So I remember last year when we were playing with this, it was mostly driven from loading files on, I believe it was an SD card or some sort of memory card. Is mm-hmm. that still how we are doing things? Are there other ways to bring text onto the Knuter.
That is the design decision that we've made and stuck to. This is a machine where you put your BRF library in as a USB stick or an SD card. It's a standalone reader, and then you read through your high quality pre-formatted Braille files, and they show up on the Knuter as they would do as if they'd been embossed.
What's the battery life looking like?
Well, it's a desktop device, so this has not come with a battery built into it.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
you could lift it, but you wouldn't.
I'm carrying two around with me in CSUN. So no,
at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. They're not something that you would sort of carry in one hand as you're walking around, but you put them in your rucksack. You take it out when you stop. The Knuter is quite a large device simply because it's got 40 cells by 9 lines.
Do you see it as a competitor to existing Braille displays, or do you see this as a new market entirely?
Primarily as a new market. We see it really as, in fact, it's almost closer to embossers than existing Braille displays, partly because it takes the same input in the sense of it takes BRF files and PEF files, but because it does something that existing Braille displays doesn't do, which is that it keeps the formatting, it keeps the white space. And what existing Braille displays do, the Knuter isn't trying to do. It's not a note taker. It doesn't do on-the-fly translation, a transcription. This is a new class of device, yes.
So if I wanted to bring a translated Braille document, would my best bet be to go into a Braille transcription program and have it do a 40-cell line, or will it do translation on the fly?
Well, actually, if you're a Duxbury user, the latest upgrade to Duxbury has got a Knuter preset built into it.
Oh, wow.
We've been working with Duxbury. So you can go through and click through that and it'll do it for you. You don't need to do anything. If you've got any BRF file or any Duxbury file, you turn the Duxbury file into a BRF. You don't need to change your line settings or anything. It'll all work on the Knuter straight away. If you wanted to make it so that it worked just so that it was perfectly designed for the Knuter, you'd change your output so that it was 9 lines per page. But you don't need to do that. The Knuter will work with whatever it's chucked out as a BRF.
Sure, it'll kind of just keep scrolling as much as you want.
It splits your page into 3 pages.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, you mentioned distributors. So do you have specific distributors lined up? Do you have pricing?
Yeah, we had quite early last year, the CNIB and the American Printing House and the NFB and the American Action Fund. And also, of course, our UK partners, including Technovision and many others around the world, have been helping us look at the features of the Knuter and improving them. And of course, now we're very pleased to be working with the National Braille Press, not least because of the Touch Genius Award. So we're, like I said, we've gone into production, and these early units are going to our distributors over the next couple of weeks.
So the timeline is...
And the demos start around then. You know, that's when the distributors start trying to get these units out to see what their customers think about them.
And do you have a retail price in mind? Or
We need to completely finalize that. We're looking at under $2,000.
Wow. Cost per Braille cell.
Yeah, for 360, yeah. Yeah, we still need to talk finally to all of our manufacturers on that one, but that's what we feel confident about.
Very cool. So, Dave, if people want to get more information, perhaps sign up, get notified when the Knuter is actually available for purchase, what should they be doing?
We want everyone to be involved in the Knuter story, and you can do that by joining us at bristolbraille.co.uk. So if you go to bristolbraille.co.uk, you can find out more, you can join the newsletter and find out when Knuter is going to be available to you in your area.
And Bristol spelled B-R-I-S-T-O-L.
That's right.
Braille.co.uk. Dave, Ed, thank you so much. Excited to finally see this come to fruition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.